Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. God damn it. What's going on, y'all? Man, shit. Today is just a kind of like a Q&A session, and it's also kind of like just a session where I just want to get some shit off my chest where I see shit on a daily basis and it really fucking irritates me. I just want to speak on some things, man. So if you will allow me to basically get on my soapbox and talk a lot of motherfucking shit, man. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna go ahead, answer a couple questions, and I'm going to talk about something that I've been seeing on a regular basis, and I'm just fucking sick of it, man. I can't stand it no more, man. And the subject today, right now, about the thing that really irritates me would be, have y'all motherfuckers ever been to like a supermarket? You went to a Kroger's or a Piggly Wiggly or a Walmart or a Target or whatever or shit. And today, in our society, in our culture, we kind of encourage being lazy and being a fucking fat ass or a lard ass or whatever and shit. And no one really, I don't know, man. It's just like, you're just making it too easy just to be a fucking lard ass, man. And I don't know, maybe I'm being a little too alarmist on this shit, man, but here we go. We at Walmart, or we at Target, or I'm at Walmart, per se. And have y'all ever seen those handicapped shopping scooters that motherfuckers use, man? You know, if you're handicapped, your leg broke, or whatever, you know, you get on this little shopping scooter, and you're riding around, and you're shopping and shit, man. Well, lately, goddamn it, man, I've been seeing motherfuckers on them goddamn shopping scooters that have no fucking business being on the motherfucking scooter, man. Okay, you know, like I said, if you're handicapped, if your leg's done being chopped off, or if you got a fucked up ankle, or, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that legitimately need the goddamn cart, you know what I mean? But, man, just because you a fat motherfucker, that don't mean that you got the right to sit your big ass in that bitch and then goddamn scoot your ass around the supermarket, nigga. If anything, you need to goddamn walk your ass around the supermarket to pick up your motherfucking food, nigga. You feel me? I swear, man, nigga, I went to the supermarket. It was this nigga. I mean, I'm a big nigga, right? I'm about 300 pounds, man. This motherfucker, he had to been about 400, 450. And he had the nerve to sit his big motherfucking nasty ass on the scooter and just scooting his ass around the supermarket, picking up Hostess Ho-Hos and goddamn granola bars and ice cream and frozen pizzas. Like, bitch, nigga, you better get your ass up off that scooter and earn your goddamn food, nigga, for real. If you're gonna goddamn consume all that bullshit, the least you can do is walk around and pick it up, motherfucker. For real. And so, he was looking at me like, you know, because he knew he was fucking dead wrong and shit, because I was basically looking at this motherfucker like, nigga, you ain't got no fucking business on that scooter, man. Get your fat ass up off that scooter and walk your bitch ass around this supermarket, burn some calories. In the course of you going to consume more calories, it's only right if you're going to pick up all this bullshit and junk to eat to add on an extra 10 more motherfucking pounds, the least you can do is walk some of that shit off right now. You feel me? And I just super fat motherfuckers on the scooter that ain't got no business on there. Like I said, if you's a fat motherfucker, you should not be on the scooter. You should be walking your ass around the supermarket picking up your food, nigga. You know what I mean? Do you know how fucking nasty that make you look? How pathetic? And then you got shit like, you got just regular niggas, just regular motherfuckers just want to ride the goddamn scooter just because it's fun. You know, you ever see these grown ass niggas, man? I swear I see grown ass niggas. Nigga be 25, 26 years old, jumping on the scooter and just riding around the store like it's a fucking amusement park. Like he ain't never seen no goddamn scooter before, man, or whatever the fuck you want to call it and shit. You know what I mean? It's just embarrassing. And it's always a nigga, man. It's like, I mean, I don't see some white folks doing it. And maybe I'm just being a little prejudiced or alarmist about it because, well, I mean, the fact of the matter is I live around mostly black folks. So, yeah, I'm going to see mostly black folks doing this infraction. But you get some grown-ass nigga knowing goddamn well he ain't handicapped. He just want to have fun riding the scooter around the supermarket. And that shit irritates the fuck out of me, man. You know, it's like, look, you got people that genuinely need to ride on these motherfuckers, man. Then you got some grown-ass, stupid, retarded motherfucker riding around, you know, on some wee shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking ridiculous, man. So I'm just saying, if you's a grown-ass nigga and you have this compulsion to just treat the supermarket like it's an amusement park because you got that little handicap ass scooter that you can ride around, nigga, stop doing that, man. Do you know how fucking stupid that makes you look? Really, for real, man. Chill with the bullshit, man. And if you's a fat ass nigga, you know what I mean, just like me, I don't fucking ride the scooter in the supermarket. I walks my fat ass around the supermarket and I picks up my food, nigga. You know what I mean? If I don't give a fuck if you're 500-600 pounds, you shit, if you're on the verge of goddamn falling the fuck out because you walking around that store, then nigga, so be it. Teach your ass a lesson. Shit, reality check. Basically what it's saying is you don't need to be goddamn feeding your face so goddamn much. Therefore, you don't need to be riding that goddamn scooter. You need to be walking your ass around the supermarket and picking up what the fuck needs to be picked up. No pizzas, no ice cream, no motherfucking Little Debbies. Nah, nigga, apples and oranges and whole grains, motherfucker. Shit. And then you wouldn't have to be goddamn sitting your big ass on the fucking handicapped shopping scooter. So that's my pet peeve of the day. I just like to say, you grown ass niggas, stay the fuck up off the handicap scooter, right? Because it's not a goddamn toy. This is not an amusement park. You walk your ass around a goddamn store, get your groceries, get the fuck out. And all you fat ass motherfuckers that, oh, I can't make it. Oh, I can't. Oh, I'm just sweating. Oh, my legs are hurting. There's a reason why your legs is hurting, because you fat. And you don't need to be riding the goddamn handicap scooter, motherfucker. You need to be walking that shit off. So, no. And that's got to be a rule, too, man. Fuck that, man. They ought to make a fat-ass rule for that shit. Once again, keep in mind, y'all know I ain't no motherfucking shit. I ain't no world-class athlete. I'm fat as fuck, too. I'm 300, nigga. But you never will you catch me riding on that shit. I'm gonna earn my food. I'm gonna fucking walk around, and I'm gonna endure the agony of walking. Man, y'all niggas is pathetic. What the fuck? Well, that's my rant on that shit. I'll take me a little break, and I'll be right back.
And I was told in school I was a fool, and money I'd never gain none. But I used my flow as a tool, they was cruel. Said I'd be no rapper, but I did work and became one. Now it's a crying shame, I'm buying things, and they got debts they got to pay back. I think I know why my teachers would look in my eye and say that. And why is that?
Cause I'm a black boy, came from nothing. Don't mean my life means nothing. Made it out the game through the pain and so
suffering. Y'all don't think I see them purses y'all clutching. See, I'm a black boy. Scared when you see me. Frauds disappear like a genie. Little white boys wanna be me. You don't wanna go through what I go through. True definition of a black boy.
It must be the way that my pants sag. Or the sparkling diamonds on the watch my left hand has. I know my appearance is looking like I am bad. In your department store, all I wanna do is pop a damn tag. Made it honest, that's why the blacks get mad at you. Even foreigners shopping got big gratitude. I make more than you, but you got this attitude. Like I can't be shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue. I'm just trying to buy my baby some Creed spring flower. They don't know that the Tekkenina cheese means power. So they look at me like none of my breed brings valor. That's why when you see us in passing, we seem sour. Hey, last time I checked my power chakras, I was on top of the indie charts and not to slaughter up. But I'm the author of darkness and I like the opera. So why when I'm at Macbeth, they won't treat me more proper?
Cause I'm a black boy. Came from nothing. Don't mean my life means nothing. Made it out the game through the pain and suffering. Y'all don't think I see them purses y'all clutching. See, I'm a black boy. Scared when you see me. Frauds disappear like a genie. Little white boys wanna be me. But you don't wanna go through what I go through. True definition of a black boy.
Soldiers represent that front line. Grand Verb, snapback. Head wrapped in the desert, boombox on the camelback. Escape from the clone lab, fugitives, boot black. Weapon X as a youth with the knowledge from way back. The prophet of the page, study right till it all cracks. Black boy rapping from the pages torn. Street scriptures more classic than the Jimmy Crash horn. A spawn of the movement, keep the music moving. So my purpose stays clear and my music stays grooving. I do it for the real, I don't need in a sense for me to know America's still on that bullshit. Some people think that black are just ball players and singers. That massive complex is what fuels the streets and street soldiers to stand up. No choice to get it right, so these black boys can finally get their man.
Cause I'm a black boy. Came from nothing. Don't mean my life means nothing. Made it out the game through the pain and suffering. Y'all don't think I see them purses y'all clutching. See, I'm a black boy. Scared when you see me. Frauds disappear like a genie. Little white boys wanna be me. But you don't wanna go through what I go through. True definition of
a black boy. Always getting underestimated. But when I move next door, I know you hate it. You had my whole family investigated. And when they didn't find no crack, you said I ate it. A motherfucker just elevated over ghetto life that was designated. You see this black boy, you know heaven made it. I don't wanna go if I got to integrate it. Little colored boy, be happy you made it. Just take what you got and stop complaining. Okay, weather man will stop the raining on my people head and start explaining what you people say believe in the Bible, but you still act barbaric and psycho. My name is Ice Cube, bitch, it ain't Michael. I never bleach my own skin just to be like
you. I'm a black boy. Came from nothing. Don't mean my life means nothing. Made it out the game through the pain and suffering. Y'all don't think I see them purses y'all clutching. See, I'm a black boy. Scared when you see me. Frauds disappear like a genie. Little white boys wanna be me. But you don't wanna go through what I go through. True definition of a black boy.
We here now. We ain't going nowhere. Moving right next door to you. Tech 9, Brother J, Ice Cube, and your Calico. Check us out, this bitch.
Ooh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey.
Check 1-2 the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming back at y'all live and direct, motherfucker. Yeah, you know, we already got the one segment out the way where I'm talking about my little pet peeves, man, about my little shits that's really been irritating me lately. And we're gonna move along to a little Q&A shit, man. Every now and then, motherfuckers holler at me through email or whatever and shit, and I just save the questions. And you know, here's a couple questions I'm going to basically bounce off y'all's chest right here, and I'm going to answer them. Because, of course, motherfuckers can't see the forest for the trees when it comes to this Mac shit, man. So, this come from some nigga named Possum. Interesting name, nonetheless. Okay. All right, Mr. Possum, he writes, You seem to tolerate a lot of disrespect from these hoes. How are you macking when you got bitches trying to stab you, hang the phone up on you, or consistently clown you? Okay, well, once again, we got niggas living in fantasy land, niggas living in dreamland. If you know any pimps, or if you know any nigga in the street, you gonna know that there ain't no such thing as a pimp or a Mac or a player that don't get clowned. Yeah, I'm afraid that that's just the way it is, man. Ain't nobody immune or above having a bitch try and clown them or try and stab them or disrespect them or whatever, you know. But it's what you do afterwards, you know, that that seems to be the problem, right? So, you know, I've had bitches talk shit. Now, most bitches talk shit to me on the phone. Very rarely do they do it in my face, you know. So you could chalk that up as a W for me. That's a win, because bitches respect me enough not to talk crazy to me in my motherfucking face. They'll do it all day long on the goddamn phone, you know what I'm saying? And I dare you to find any goddamn pimp that don't have a bitch that don't talk fucking fly to him every now and then, nigga. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Bitches is gonna talk crazy. If you in a square relationship or a Mac relationship or a pimp relationship, bitches gonna talk crazy, man. Especially in the goddamn pimp game, because the whole thing about bitches is they always trying to test you, and they always trying to see if you mean what you say. You say what you mean, man. Shit, that's just common knowledge. Every motherfucking pimp know that shit. If you say, bitch, bring me my money, and if you don't bring me my money, I'm gonna smack the fucking taste out your mouth, then a bitch will try you. She wanna know if you mean what the fuck you say. So yeah, she gonna goddamn disrespect you by not bringing you what the fuck you said need to be brought. And so now it's up to you to show and prove that, bitch, I meant what I said. And if you don't put your goon hand down on the bitch, then you've lost respect. Okay? Case in point with what these bitches do to me. Bitches is always trying to test the waters. They always try. And this is the realism of Mac City, motherfucker, because like I said, this ain't no bullshit, man. I'm not your goddamn messiah. I'm not your motherfucking guru, nigga. I'm just another nigga out here spinning his goddamn wheels trying to figure shit out. You know what I mean? I think I got a better lock on the situation than most niggas, but yet and still, I'm not perfect at this shit. I'm still trying to find my way, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I can sit up here and tell you what happens to me on a daily basis, whether it be good, bad, positive, or negative. If a bitch clown me today, nigga, you best believe I'm gonna come out and tell y'all, yeah, bitch straight clown me today. I don't have no apprehensions about doing that shit, nigga, because this is fucking Mac City, and we all in this bitch together, and we supposed to learn. Y'all niggas are supposed to learn from my mistakes. I'm putting y'all in situations, I'm giving y'all scenarios that happen in my life, and you supposed to sit down, and you supposed to say, I wouldn't have did what Mac did, I would have did that, or I would have did this. Or maybe if he would have did this, this would have been a better option or better obstacle. It ain't just me sitting down so-called giving you motherfucking lessons, nigga. It's about giving you real life experiences and seeing just how far shit we can take it, man. You know, what would you do? What would I do? What could I have done? What could you have done? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when niggas write me and talk about, you know, bitches be disrespecting you, and I, like, nigga, there ain't a pimp that ain't been disrespected by a bitch. There ain't a Mac that ain't been disrespected by a bitch. There ain't been a pimp or a Mac that probably ain't been trying to get stabbed up by a bitch. You know what I mean? That's just part of the goddamn game when you fucking around in these streets. Anything can happen. Bitches will pull a pistol on you, try and blow your fucking head off. You know what I mean? Hoes are trying to stab you the fuck up, cause nigga, I'm knee deep in this goddamn game. Shit, while the other niggas is on the motherfucking sidelines trying to goddamn call the shots, nigga, fuck all y'all that's on the sidelines thinking you can do better when you ain't even in the goddamn game, nigga. You ain't even on the fucking bleachers on the field. You up in the stands and got the nerve to be critiquing me? Nah, nigga, that's what I'm saying, man. Bitches trying to stab you, and bitches hanging up the phone on you and constantly clowning you and shit. Newsflash, whenever you deal with a multitude of bitches, nigga, you gonna deal with bitches trying to clown, bitches trying to act up, bitches trying to test you, nigga. That's what Mac City's about. And that's what a lot of y'all niggas don't seem to understand. It don't matter what breed of bitch you fucking with. It don't matter if you fucking with a hood rat. Don't matter if you fucking with a middle class bitch. Don't matter if you fucking with a uptown, upscale, sadiddy bitch. Bitches will test you. And there's degrees of being tested. It just so happens that I'm fucking with the lowest denominator type of hoe. And these motherfuckers will cut you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. How can you call yourself this? And how can you call yourself that? Nigga, I can call myself whatever the fuck I want, nigga. You know what I mean? Because I'm in the game. Unlike most niggas that ain't ever stepped foot on the motherfucking field. You feel me? So that's what that's about, man. That's my answer to you, Mr. Possum. Okay? Do you understand that? So, I don't know, man. I don't know how many bitches you ever dealt with in your life and shit. But since I've dealt with many, I basically know what the psychology of it is, man. Bitches want to know that they're loved. They want to know that whoever they're following is worth following. And the only way that that can happen is they're going to test you, man. They want to see if you are a man. And a real man stands by what the fuck he says. So all this little shit that these bitches do, disrespect you by this, disrespect you by that, saying this, saying that, playing phone games, all this kind of shit, ain't nothing but little test motherfucking scenarios, man. Shit. And me being in the unique position that I am, I can either choose to goddamn check a bitch on her or not to. Because my whole stick is I just gotta keep the bitch around in order to further my Mac City empire, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to wife a bitch up. I ain't trying to make a bitch rich. I'm just trying to keep her in the storyline, man. Shit. So sometimes, shit, yeah, I let a bitch get away with whatever. And you gotta use reverse psychology on a motherfucker. Sometimes the correct response is not to just call a bitch back up and be like, bitch, I'm gonna beat your ass, bitch. I'm gonna whoop your ass, bitch. A lot of times the most correct response is just to ignore the bitch and leave her alone. Shit. Sometimes that's even worse than cussing a bitch out. But like I said, it all depends on the bitch that you fucking with, man. You gotta know your hoes, nigga. You know, so like I said, sometimes it's just best not to say nothing. Let a bitch goddamn sweat and goddamn just get all unnerved at the fact that you wasn't pressed to even fucking argue with the bitch. And then once she hangs up on you, and then fucking 3-4 months later down the line, she calling you back wondering, how come you never called me back? And how come you didn't fight with me? And how come you didn't argue? Because, bitch, you ain't worth my goddamn time. I got too many bitches on the goddamn roster to be fucking with you. Either you're on the team or you not. So you trying to goddamn put in work or what, bitch? You know what I mean? Simple as that. Well, I hope that kind of answered your question. Let me see here. We're going to go on another break. You know, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL, man, coming at y'all live and direct. Gonna give shout outs to all my partners in crime, man. And I'm gonna always do this shit, man, because it's just one thing y'all gotta realize about me, man. I'm not scared to get the next nigga no motherfucking juice, man. There's a lot of niggas out here that's just, oh, I ain't gonna say this nigga name, and I ain't gonna say that nigga name, and I don't wanna acknowledge this nigga. That, you know, that's some straight up fucking whole shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, you know, karma's a motherfucker, man, and I'm always throwing out good energy because good energy always comes back. And believe me, I mean, I don't do this just for the sake of getting good energy back. It's just me. That's just always been how I've been, man. And quiet as it's kept, I'm really proud of the moves that a lot of these niggas have made. You feel me? You know what I mean? Like your Dope Men and your Mr. Wrigglers and your Tailor Maids and your Trash Men and shit, man. And your Freaky Deeks and all that kind of shit. I'm really proud of niggas like that staying in the game, keeping their shit tight, keeping their shit crisp, man. And also saying what's up to the Conceited 808 flavor. You know, conceited808.com. Even though she has yet to actually do anything, you know what I mean? But she's part of the Chronic Cast crew and shit, you know what I mean? So we'll see how long that lasts and how long that works out. But, fuck. I like her flavor, man. I like her style, man. You know what I mean? Shit. She's a sorely needed different sort of flavor up there on the Chronic Cash joint, man. So right now, the Fat Mac Baby going to take a little break. I'll be back. Still coming at y'all, and we gonna just leave it at that, man. I got a lot more shit I can spit, but I'm gonna break it on down in some other shows. I don't want to be all long-winded and just be boring shit out y'all niggas, man. So basically, that's the end of this show. It's a little Q&A, a little something I wanted to get off my chest today. And shit, I just want to thank everybody for making Mac City such a success through the years. I really do appreciate y'all coming through, stopping by, you know, giving me, you know, I don't know, shit, man. I mean, the best thing I could describe it is love, man. Y'all niggas love the flavor, man. Shit, and as long as y'all loving it, I'm gonna keep giving it to you, shit. And, hey, I'm working on some new motherfucking high-powered pussy, man. So y'all give me a break. Give me some time to get my mind right. Because this shit ain't easy, man. When you deal with as many women that I deal with, this shit gets tiring, man. And then you gotta go out, you gotta find new ass, man. You gotta break them bitches in and shit, man. You just don't know what kind of female you gonna get. You might get a psycho bitch. You might get a... It's just... Man, it's just a luck of the draw, man. And I really do not feel like dealing with no crazy-ass bitches right about now in my life, man, for real. I'm very burnt out. I'm very tired. I've been in a rut where I just want to deal with the same old bitches because I'm comfortable with them, right? But it's time to go out there and brave the elements and bring some new motherfucking pussy to the stable, man. Shit. And I know y'all want to see that, so give me a little bit of time, man. You know, get to just relax, man. You know, I know y'all saying, damn, nigga, how much time do you need? Fuck. Well, y'all know I still got about three or four bitches that y'all ain't even seen yet. You know what I mean? As far as y'all seen they pictures, but you ain't seen their videos and shit. So those are coming up real soon, man. So y'all just be patient with a brother, man. And I hit y'all back. I'm out.